Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahan, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, BTS is going to the fucking Grammys.
Yeah! Or we've just talked about how the members have lived together for so long now in our trainee episode, and now 4 out of the 7 members have bought $1.7 to $3.4 million apartments. Like the fucking worthy kings they are.
Yes, yes. Then you're in the right place. So today we are talking about the Blood, Sweat, and Tears dance practice video.
Yeah.
It's only 3 minutes and 37 seconds long, but girl, it's going to take us this whole damn hour to fangirl our way through it.
Oh, of course. For this episode, obviously, we had to look at every member. Every time we watched it, we watched just one member. So we watched it 7+ times. And that's how this episode's going to be structured. I'm so excited. But also, this week is extra special because it is our 1-year anniversary. So our first 3 episodes were posted on February 3rd. And I cannot believe that it has been a year of us doing this podcast. I honestly didn't think it would last this long. I don't know why I felt that way. When we made our subscription to like Podbean, I was like, ooh, should I just pay monthly or should I do the year subscription? And I decided to go with the monthly, which is a bad decision. But I ultimately thought, I don't know how long this will last. And so I just couldn't commit to the yearly. And I feel bad that I did that. But here we are, a year later, still doing this podcast. And I'm confident now that we will be doing this for at least another year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. At least, you know, we talk about like all the time since we started this podcast. We don't really have any idea when we would ever stop or why we would stop. But like,
we love it, man. We really enjoy it.
Yeah. Do you remember when we first posted those first three episodes? We were like so anticipating like any kind of feedback.
Oh yeah.
And the first review that we had was awful.
It was terrible.
I searched the username and found out that it was like this girl who hated you from college. Yeah. I mean, I didn't really know her, but like,
I didn't know her either, but bitch hated me.
But like, anyways, it was just, I mean, it was the first review and it was god awful. And we were like, well, like, we could just stop now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, we don't have to.
We but don't want the wrath of Army coming for us. Right. But yeah, you discovered that it was a girl who wasn't even in our sorority, but she like knew me through that. And for some reason, she just didn't like me. Therefore, probably didn't like you. Probably hated that we stand BTS now. And so, anyways, it was comforting to know that it was a personal attack. It wasn't related to the podcast at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was very discouraging at the beginning.
It totally was. Yeah. But thank goodness that we stuck with it and we just kept doing it. I think from the beginning, I was like, I gotta form this shell. I gotta be okay with whatever shit like happens.
I'm still developing my shell.
I know. It's okay. I'll protect you.
Thank you.
Oh, man. But so, I mean, we're just super excited to do this episode and just kind of thinking about that this is, it's been a year that we've been doing this. And even before this year point, we were preparing, we were coming up with ideas, we were recording and editing. And so thank you guys for being here. And
yes, thank you for all of the support. You guys have really made this whole podcast possible. And you just encourage us to keep going and motivate us every week to edit and, you know, research and record and to perfect our sound quality or whatever it may be. So you guys are amazing. Yeah. We love you so much. And we're going to keep doing it.
Yeah. I mean, really the opportunity to do this podcast and to have people who enjoy it and listen and, you know, want to hear more just makes it so that you and I have reasons to spend hours together talking every week, every weekend, coming up with an idea, making it.
And every week is like an experiment, which is so incredible that even a year later, we're still like experimenting with the podcast. So we just keep learning and growing.
And changing. Yeah. So thank you all for being here along this journey over the past year or whenever you started listening, whether you're a OG listener or if you're newer. We love you. And if you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about us. Tell other people who are Army, who listen to podcasts or, you know, who don't listen to podcasts, but tell them that you like it and maybe they'll listen. Mm-hmm. You can also write a review on whatever platform you listen on. And then if you wanted to go above and beyond and show us some extra support, you could do that by donating monthly on our Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Mm-hmm. Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at our PayPal, which is paypal.me/standingBTS podcast. And again, guys, your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes so we can just keep improving ourselves. And just really any type of support is super appreciated. And we love you all.
We do.
Yeah.
Completely. Also, additionally, we have a huge way for you to get involved with the podcast and with other people who listen. Next week, our episode next week to celebrate Valentine's Day, with you guys, the people who we can always count on, we're putting together our second Being an Army episode.
Mm-hmm. Which we've already gotten a lot of responses from, which have been incredible to read. So for those of you who don't know, in our first Being an Army episode, we read personal stories from some listeners about their connection to BTS and their connection to Army. So for this episode, we want to know how you became an Army, what BTS means to you, and the impact BTS or the fandom has had on your life. And so just tell us about your personal role as an Army. Do you create fan art or write fanfic? Just let us know. And, of course, if you have any experience at a fan sign or concert, we would love to hear that story as well. Just really anything you want to share with us and share with everyone else.
Yeah, because we absolutely love the diversity that ARMY represents in age, culture, creed, gender. Every person has a special story that bonds us all together through BTS. So help us share what being an ARMY is like by emailing us your story at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com or by DMing us on any of our social media. And this is your last week to submit a story. You really have a few days if you're listening to this episode
on
when
Thursday.
It comes out.
Yeah,
because we record on Monday, so...
Yeah. So Sunday is the last... I think that's probably the day we're going to cut off admissions. Yeah. We've already had a fair amount, which I'm like, wow, incredible. But also, we got to fit it all in, so...
Yeah, we don't know if we'll be able to fit all of them in either, so we'll see. Mm-hmm. Okay, so just... I want to clarify... from last week. We didn't post an episode last week. So for those of you who don't follow us on social media, this is a little explanation as to why. And then for those of you who do follow us on social media, I just want to clarify. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I posted a statement on social media. We didn't record last week and it was because of me, stuff that was going on with me. And I posted something on social media that kind of just said, like, you know, I've been really stressed out, anxious, blah, blah, blah. And I think a lot of people took it as like, oh, like this is like a big mental health thing. This is related to too much, like doing too much for the podcast. And I felt like maybe that got misconstrued because it wasn't something specifically me. Mm-hmm. My husband was going through a situation and it was really, really difficult and stressful for both of us. Mm-hmm. So it really affected me. But it wasn't related to the podcast. And like, I just want to tell everyone, thank you for like your really kind words and for reaching out, but everything mm-hmm. is okay now. And like, we're coming out of it better than we were before.
Yeah. It was just one of those situations that just comes up and you aren't able to, I mean, the podcast, we care a lot about it, but it's like mm-hmm. at the bottom of our list in the sense of like our personal lives. Something was really going on with your husband. And of course that affects you. And so it was just, it was needed the week off. Yeah. But you're okay. And
yeah,
your
I'm
husband
okay.
is doing well.
He's okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, we normally record on Mondays and all of this was kind of happening on a Sunday, Monday. So I was just, was not in the mood on Monday. And then we tried mm-hmm. to record on Tuesday and our schedules didn't end up matching up. And, you know.
And this is a really fangirl episode. And I think a part of you is like, I'm in such a terrible mood. And I just feel like I would be lying to our listeners if I was just...
Faking it.
Exactly.
So we took the week off and we're back and we're mm-hmm. ready to fangirl.
Of course.
You know, thanks for being patient, basically.
So I have just some random little news that I kind of wanted to share. So I had a ARMY encounter out in the wild, which is just so rare and so exciting when it does happen. So mm-hmm. I was like, I have to share it. So I made a new friend here in Washington, and she really likes K-dramas and K-pop, but she like wouldn't consider herself an ARMY really, but we decided to go to Barnes & Noble for like a little date. Like we just went out, had some fun, and I went to Barnes & Noble really just to get a book, like an actual book, okay? And so, I know. So I go into Barnes & Noble, and there is this table on display that says K-pop, and I'm like, really, are you kidding me? Like, you have to put this on display right now. Like, I actually want to get a book. So I go in, I go to the table, and there's nothing but BTS on it. I was like, wow, this table might as well just say BTS question mark, like, come here. So I ended up buying two things from that table.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Nicole, she was like into it, like she got to know BTS a little bit when we hung out. But when we went to go check out, I went to the counter, and of course it's like these BTS books and magazines that I'm buying like guiltily. But she's checking me out and she goes, oh my god, you like BTS? I said, yeah. And she's like, oh, I'm an ARMY too. I'm really new to the fandom. I've only been into it for like two or three months. And she goes, who is your bias? I said, Taeyong. And she's like, oh, I love Taeyong, he's my bias too, which was like incredible. And then she had to throw in there real quick, she's like, but Jimin is my bias wrecker. And
oh my God.
I really love V-Min. I'm like, wow, oh my God, she ships. So that was just really incredible to meet an ARMY out in the wild. And I just wanted to share that with all of you.
Yes.
But yeah, oh my God. So we exist. We're out there.
We're out there in the wild. You need to like go back. You need to make friends with her. That's
I really
amazing.
Do. She was really cute and amazing. Yeah. And Nicole, honestly, my friend, she's starting to get into BTS and she is watching like BTS shows that they've like been, I guess, featured on. Mm-hmm. And since she likes K-dramas and like K-pop shows and things like that, since she's like watching BTS now, she's been watching them on shows. And that's what's kind of introducing her into it, which I think is cool. So different.
Yeah.
Like most people either watch a music video or, you know, a live performance that hooks them, but she's watching it through like shows that they've been hosted on. I thought, wow, that is so different, but that's super awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so cool. Okay. So also I mentioned this at the top, but BTS is going to the fucking Grammys.
I fucking know. Okay. Before we started this episode, we were just refreshing because we had done this research a while ago. So we're just refreshing like all the research we had done. Mm-hmm. We hung up just to get like a little bit of a break. And in that like, what, 10 minute period, we see on our like timelines, BTS is making an appearance at the Grammys.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, which is incredible and exciting because they have been definitely, for sure, working in the studio based off their tweets and fan cafes and all that. So we are curious to if they're just going to show up at the Grammys or if they probably, hopefully, won the best recording package and or... if we're being real optimistic, they're going to perform at the Grammys.
Yeah. I mean, like, right now, currently, all of the sources, there was, like, Variety.
Time Magazine.
Entertainment News. And they all said that BTS is presenting an award. So we at least know that they're presenting. There's, like, some artists that have already been confirmed to be performing at the Grammys. And BTS is not one of them yet that we know of. But like really we only know that they're confirmed because they have said that they're confirmed. So we wouldn't know unless BTS said anything. So that's all we really know right now. But I think we're both really eager and excited to see what this Grammys appearance is going to hold. Especially because like you said, they've all been in the studio. Also, there was just rumors this past week that they recorded a music video, which of course Big Hit immediately denied, which, you know, whenever Big Hit denies something, that means that
it means confirmed.
They fucking did it. Yeah. Right. Otherwise they just don't say anything. Otherwise they just ignore it. So anyways, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Very exciting. We just had to slide that into this episode.
Yeah. And before we get into talking about the dance practice video, I kind of want to intro like a new little segment to the podcast where you and I both pick our favorite BTS content of the week, something that really grabbed our attention. So then you guys who are listening, you guys can talk to us about it on social media or go watch it for yourself and tell us what you think. Yeah. So for me, something that grabbed my attention and I literally was texting you all week about it, like hounding you to watch it, was the Fake Love special stage Bangtan Bomb, where they performed at the Golden Disc Awards. This just performance just really got me. Their clothing, the harnesses, like the skin that was being shown. Really, just everything.
The choreography, really?
The choreography. The beginning choreography, yes, where they're like tied up. It's amazing.
Yeah, the beginning.
So if you haven't seen it, go watch it and then talk to us about it.
Yeah. And I did watch it and it's incredible. Mm-hmm. And if you're a Jimin stan, just watch out because I got goosebumps that every time he looked at the camera, I was like, wow, okay, thank you. He's coming for you all the time.
I mean, and he starts out that choreography at the beginning. It's just, And then they like take
fucking
off the
glares
masks
at the camera.
It's So that was my favorite little BTS content this week.
Yeah. Another thing that happened this week that really caught my eye or my ear is quite obvious. Taeyang released his song Scenery, which is the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. And really, honestly, I had been anticipating this for a while because we knew that he was writing a song. And he had written 4 o'clock. And the thing that separates Scenery from 4 o'clock to me is that with 4 o'clock, he worked a lot hand in hand, at least lyrically, with Namjoon. And which is just so incredible of Namjoon. You know, obviously he really cares about Taeyang and wants him to express himself through his own music. But Taeyang kind of needed that like little push in the right direction, you know, to get started. But Scenery is lyrically all Taeyang and composed by Taeyang, which I am just so proud. I cannot express how proud I am of him. It was like, I don't know, 5:30 in the morning here when I woke up. And you had texted me because our time difference, I just couldn't get over that. But I woke up, I came out to the couch, I made myself breakfast and coffee, and I turned that on, and it was just soft, just beautiful tears streaming down my cheeks. Like, I was so happy. It is so gorgeous and artistic in the way that he is, the way he brings the moon and the park back into the picture. And then the fact that this was released shortly after Promise was released for Jimin, especially with 4 o'clock being so V-Men focused on that friendship. I am like, wow, I could cry about how perfect all of them are. I am just so proud of him. The song is just so pleasant to listen to and music to my ears. So yeah. If you haven't listened to it already, go listen to it. Stream it.
Like, who has
tweet about it?
Man.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. On that note, let's get fangirly.
No more tears. Okay.
Soft stand to hard stand right now.
Hard stand mode engaged. Okay. So this Blood, Sweat, and Tears dance practice video was published to YouTube on October 18th, 2016. The setting for this video was just the all-white dance practice studio, big white room. We see it frequently nowadays. So that is where this took place. And like Bethany said earlier, we're going to be going through this member by member. And of course, like always, we have to go in the order of the fan chant. So we're every time, forever.
Every time. Always.
So we're going to start with Namjoon. And so let me describe his outfit because we have to talk about all of their outfits.
Of course. it's a necessity.
Right. So he's wearing this amazing black Puma tracksuit and it's zipped all the way up.
All the way up.
Like turtleneck daddy.
It has important detail.
Right. it has these white stripes down the side, like down the arms and down the legs. And then we see the Puma logo leaping off of his chest. He's also wearing a black baseball cap with black tennis shoes that we're assuming are probably Puma. We can't tell. During this dance practice video, he is so serious. Like, he has no facial expression. And but like the seriousness is his facial expression. Like, he's like really focused, but he's also smoldering. Super sexy.
Definitely smolder. I get that. Both. Yeah. Smolder and sexy.
Yeah. But like overall, like each movement he does is so specific and defined. Like he's really trying hard to do a good job.
So the first part where Namjoon really sticks out to me is, of course, during his iconic line. I always say iconic. I'm so sorry, guys. but the peaches and cream, like, don't get me wrong. Yeah, it's iconic.
It is. Yeah.
Where he's wiping his lip and it is just so seductive. I mean, it's just like, come here. God. And like, it's just like his words are echoing with his body movements and it's beyond seductive. So during the part where they all like grab their belts and they kind of just like jiggle their belts and move their pants, he grabs onto his jacket instead of this like non-existent buckle of his pants. Cause he's of course in this tracksuit. So he grabs the bottom of the jacket instead. And he's, for the majority of the video, he's in the back a lot, but doing a really good job. Like, he's doing everything perfectly. The choreography, he is on point. He's in sync with everyone else.
Yeah. I do have to say, though, he looks like a long string bean in this outfit. Yeah. Like,
I don't even know what that means, but I agree. A long string bean?
I mean, like, if you just imagine this man, this tall man, and he's like, you know, Namjoon, he's not like super built, right? He's mm-hmm. like just, he's lean, and he's just wearing like black from head to toe, literally like black hat, black shoes, and yeah. I don't know.
Which makes him look leaner, and he's tall. Yeah. No, yeah. I understand. I get it.
I over-explain everything. I have a problem.
It's because you're a teacher. It's okay.
Yeah, really. But he does this fucking... Okay, we have to talk about this fucking body roll to the ground. Like, the part of the choreography where they handstand, essentially, body roll, whatever.
Yeah, pelvic thrust to the floor.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. He kind of struggles. He leaves his left foot on the ground and like donkey kicks the other leg up into the air to like give the effect of like body rolling, you know, with your legs in the air. Mm-hmm. But he's like kind of in the back. So it does not look elegant or graceful.
No. And the part of it is like, you can see that he realizes that he can't get quite all the way down to the ground in this position. So he steps his left foot back just like a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And like, he already just did this like donkey kick in the air. So it's just super clunky and funny. But boy's trying his hardest and he still looks great.
Yeah.
Another part is when he puts his hand over Jungkook's eyes during the choreography, we can see that he's wearing a thumb brace. And I'm like, oh no, he injured himself at some point. He's wearing this brace on his hand. So I'm not sure what happened.
Isn't it like so ridiculous that we're like, this video is from 2016. And we're like, oh no, you're hurt.
Oh
like,
no, yeah, right? Brace. Yeah. God. We care.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Right. I know. So another part that just... every single member does, but when we were watching, I was like, wow, when Namjoon has his hand over like the other, like over their eyes, like their mm-hmm. forearm, and then he takes his hand and like he grabs his crotch, like, wow.
Yeah. I'm he puts it on. Right there. And it also like during this dance move, he swerves a lot back to mm-hmm. like back and forth, like, you know, very significantly, aggressively. Yeah. It's just very sexy.
Yeah. And he's just smooth and cool looking, really. Yeah. Even though he's got this like moment where he looks a little clunky and funny, he still is very sexy and cool and smooth. Like, he does the choreography very well and he is in time and keeping up with J-Hope and Jimin.
Looking amazing.
Yeah.
Also, I just have to point out that at the end, like the final pose, he tilts his head the right way, unlike in the official music video, which if you've noticed at the end of the official music video, that last like head tilt that they do,
yeah.
he does it the wrong way. And
poor
they,
boy.
I know. Yeah. And they kept it, which I just
they
think
kept
is so
it.
Funny.
I wonder if everyone else was just so perfect. And like, sorry, Namjoon. Sorry.
Or if they didn't, like, what if they just didn't notice?
Or that is a good chance that they didn't notice, yeah.
But, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Anyways. So, overall, Namjoon, amazing, sexy, clunky at one point, but overall, ultimate...
daddy.
Sexy, smoldering daddy. Like
always. Always. He's
always
daddy.
Always daddy, yeah. Yep.
If we do a Namjoon part two, we should title it Turtleneck Daddy.
Turtleneck Daddy.
Our Turtleneck Daddy. Ah! Okay, anyways.
Oh my God, amazing.
So moving on to Jin, his outfit, he is wearing this silk loose black shirt with this deep plunging V-neck. And he has these dark black denim jeans with these tiny slits at the knees. And then to top it all off, he has this beautiful faded pinkish purple hair.
Amazing.
Just really draws your eye throughout the whole practice video. Yeah.
Mm. Amazing.
The only downfall to Jin in this music video is he still, at this point, is in the back of their choreography a lot, which is a bummer because his visuals. But yeah, at this time, he is not the confident idol Jin dancer we know now.
No.
But yeah, so he's in the back a lot.
Yeah, we only get like peaks of him, but those peaks include this, his powerful glare and his eyebrows. This happens right at the beginning. And we definitely also get some bare waist and some tummy skin when he's on the floor for the choreography.
Ooh, yeah.
Like during Taeyong's part when Tae's in the middle.
Uh-huh,
yeah. Uh-huh. And we also, we get to see a lot of the band of his underwear sneaking up just past his black jeans.
Yep. Which, I'm so sorry that I talk this way, guys. But it reminds me of this performance that they did, and I cannot remember what performance it is. I will post it on Instagram like I always do. You guys comment, let me know where it's from. But it reminds me of this picture where he has his shirt. It's like this purple pink shirt, and it rides all the way up to like right below his pec. So you see his chiseled,
ripped
stomach. Like, he's, I mean, fucking ripped. What the hell? And then you see these Balenciaga underwear, like band right above his pants, these black jeans. And it's like the sexiest thing I've ever seen. Damn. Wow, Jin.
Expensive.
Stop it. Another daddy in the group. Okay.
God damn
expensive,
it.
Right?
Right.
Okay. So moving on. During the bridge, after Jin like covers Jungkook's eyes, Jin does his classic like walking towards the camera. So he dramatically ducks under Namjoon and Jungkook's arms and just walks towards the camera slowly and so sexily. He's just coming for all of us. And then in addition to this, when they all go to like grab their crotch and that choreography, Jin, he's got big hands. He's just a big dude, okay? He's just a big dude, okay? But I actually choked, like spit caught in my throat, choking when Jin took his big ass hand and covered his crotch. It's like, why is this affecting me so much? I'm over these boys. I'm just,
why is this? It's like we're literally being tortured by this choreography to this day.
This dance practice video and just this choreography, the whole reason we chose to do this is like we have not talked about Blood, Sweat, and Tears yet, and we need to fucking change that.
Yeah. Because like we're doing the fucking era music video episodes in order. So
oh God,
we still have,
we got to get through H Y by H. Okay.
Yeah, and
it's
then
a fucking
we're
problem.
Yeah. It is a fucking problem, you know, and like it's hard. And the next one is the next H Y by H episode is going to be filled with so many fucking theories. And
I'm
just
so traumatized from the first one. We'll get there, guys. We'll get to Wings.
We'll do it.
We'll get there.
Oh, my God. But really, like, I love that we're doing this dance practice video because I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast, but, like, I realized that I'll probably never get to fucking see this song live.
Live. Yeah.
Like, and this song was when, like this scene, this era made me, like, fall in love with BTS and, like, Jimin. Like,
oh, yeah.
Dude.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't fall in love with Jimin during this era?
Honestly.
God, majestic creature. Okay.
But we're not talking about him yet. We're still going
in
fan chant order. We'll get there. So next we're going to talk about, of course, Yoongi. Yoongi is slaying us all with his fucking outfit because he's wearing this black long-sleeved crew neck. No, it's not crew neck. It's kind of like a scoop neck shirt, like not quite V-neck, but it's not like quite crew neck. It's the scoop neck that shows off just a little bit of his collarbones and all of his neck. And it's sexy.
He has
this jet black hair and these black skinny jeans, and the jeans have little small rips at the knees. And then, of course, he's wearing some black Converse. He just looks amazing.
Yeah, he just looks too cool. I mean,
always,
right? Yeah. especially during the choreography, during his verse, like he doesn't even look at the camera. He's just rapping his shit. He's doing his little hand gestures, walking through the other members for the choreo. And something about that black hair is just so seductive and adds to that kinky blood, sweat, and tears vibe with the choreography. Him not looking at the camera, he's just got this mysterious, handsome vibe going. And then also, just throughout, he just is working all his angles. Like,
God.
We'll get more into it, but there is something that Min Yoongi is doing that is fucking lethal throughout this dance practice video.
I just want to talk about that part when he gets down on one knee, when like Jimin and Hobie are also on their knees, and he's like right in front. And he's body rolling so fucking like perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when he's like wiping at his lips like fuck. And he's like in the middle, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. Whenever like Yoongi is rarely in the middle for a dance. And so I just loved him right there. And goddamn.
That choreography where they're just rolling their bodies on that one knee. But with every body roll, they like inch forward just a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's so sexy and so slow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just, again, going back to his hair, it's so fluffy. It's, like, tousled. It's just perfect.
Oh, yeah, the fluffy hair is a must notice. I could not stop looking at it when we were watching this. Like, it really adds to it.
Yeah. So, the part where Yoongi really fucking bias wrecks me throughout this whole thing is during Hobie's last verse of the chorus, when they're running their hands up their, like, knees up to their chest, that choreography where they literally have, like, their hands crossed over their knees and then rub them and move them with their body up towards their chest. Yoongi, like, fucking snarls. If you guys really want to know where it is, if you're a Yoongi stan or if you're not and you want to be bias wrecked, go to minute 2, second 33. That's where it happens. It caught me off guard because Yoongi's pretty chill throughout this whole dance practice video. But then he does that. I'm like, whoa, boy, stay in your lane.
Calm down. So, of course, we have to talk about when they do the body rolls to the ground with the hip thrust. So when Yoongi does this, he doesn't even body roll to the ground. He just like lowers his body to the ground in a slow lunge, kind of like in rhythm with the song. Just like, I mean, he's also kind of in the back. I think like him and Namjoon are in the back. So obviously the focus is not on them. It's on like Jimin and Jungkook and Hobie up at the front. But, you know, just kind of taking it easy back there. But during the like forearm over the eye, thigh grab thing.
That move.
Crotch, that one.
The one we've been talking about this whole time, basically.
Right. The choreography of the song. He doesn't even put his hand on his whole crotch. He does like a tasteful inner thigh grab. And I just appreciate it because, you know, it's just as good, but it gives us a little break.
Yeah,
you know?
It's tasteful. It's a little bit of a tease. It's not giving you everything, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It leaves you wanting more.
Sure.
Another thing that we must talk about is the choreography in which he takes his fingers. Yoongi just walks his fingers up Taeyong's chest and then grabs Taeyong's neck. What a kink. Like, all Yoongi stans can now perfectly visualize what that looks like. Like, use your imagination. There you go. What a gift.
All Taegi shippers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, really, the way that his fingers just dance up to Taeyong's neck is just, oof, amazing.
Yeah. I can't talk about it anymore. Let's move on.
Okay.
So, lastly, what I have to point out is the choreography in which Jin is about to step through everyone and he's about to like walk slowly towards the camera. Yoongi is right up in front. He's like right behind Taeyong and Jimin, who are sitting on the floor or kneeling on the floor. And if you look at Yoongi in that moment, he looks at the camera and then just subtly looks down. And this just perfectly describes Yoongi throughout this dance practice video because his looks are just so subtle but lethal. Mm-hmm. Like, it affects you so much. It's, like, very similar to how Jungkook, like, will look down and then, like, suddenly pierce his eyes up at you. Yeah.
It's like when Yoongi does it, though, it's so quick. I mean, like when you say subtle, they really are subtle.
It's subtle.
You have to be looking for it.
He acts like he's not trying to do it on purpose, but he's fucking doing it on purpose anyways. You know he is.
You know he fucking is.
He knows it's killing us.
He literally, he's like, he will not give us fucking anything. He acts like, you know, he won't do it. And then he just flashes it. Like it's, you know what? He's such a fucking tease.
He is a tease. Oh, there you go. God. That, we have now just discovered that Min Yoongi is a fucking tease.
God damn it.
This might be the most I've ever cussed, but this video. Okay. So Hobie. My gosh. Okay.
Okay. We're not ready.
We have to preface this.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
We have a lot to say about Hobie because he, without a doubt, is the one who stands out like the most in this video. He is like putting 110% into this music video. Or no, he's putting 110% into this dance practice video, which everyone is, but it's J-Hope, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if he's doing that, it's so intense. Like, he's bias wrecking everyone. So anyways, for his outfit, he's got this like faded orange hair, like Boy Meets Evil going on here.
Amazing.
But it's just a little faded. He is wearing this very loose and flowy long sleeve shirt that practically hangs off his shoulder, exposing his collarbones throughout the entire dance practice video. And then the shirt is just a tad bit longer in the front and then like significantly longer in the back, and it's lined with extremely thin horizontal black and white stripes. And then on top of this, he's wearing these black skinny jeans with these small rips at the knees, and then these very fancy expensive white shoes with black soles.
Yes, very fancy.
And the truth of this whole thing is you are just lying to yourself if you are not bias wrecked by Hobie at least once in this dance practice video.
Yeah, try like bias wrecked by Hobie at least 800 times in this dance practice video. This is why this little segment might be a little bit disproportionately long compared to the other ones, because
sorry guys,
he just fucking kills us. It's just the truth. From the beginning, when they first flip their heads up from the starting position, Hobie's forehead and
the whole forehead,
the whole fucking forehead is right there. And it's paired with what I can only describe as a lustful, sexual face. And of course, he's staring right at the fucking camera.
And really, when he fucking pulls his hair back and exposes his forehead, like all that shit, it's within the first fucking 10 seconds of the video. And it's just, it's not okay. It's not fair. We're not ready.
No.
He's already stealing the show from everyone else.
I mean, really.
Not okay. Come on.
Even the first ta that's sung, just in that moment where all of them kind of like move their chins down while still keeping eye contact with the camera. Hobie is definitely the one that everybody is looking at. How could you not?
And maybe it's the outfit. I don't know. But maybe something about the outfit. His posture in this dance practice makes him just look more vulnerable and exposed than the other members, because it is the looseness of his shirt is exposing a lot of skin, his stomach, his collarbones, his shoulders. It's just continuous throughout, paired with that fucking sexual face that he keeps making at the camera.
Yeah.
So he
and
just
the forehead.
Looks in the forehead. I mean, it's just the whole package.
Oh, guys, which, by the way, we decided that for our 100th episode, we're going to finally do a fucking forehead episode.
Yeah.
So it's still a little bit of a ways out at this point, that's our plan. We decided.
We've been talking about it. We got to do it, right?
We got to.
So we were like, you know what? Finally, foreheads, episode 100.
Yeah, right.
It's far away, but that gives us time to plan it out.
Right, and to collect them, all the foreheads. But really, like, everything that Hobie is doing in this, the forehead, the fucking outfit, and his amazing dancing. On top of that, I'm sorry, but he's making sex faces the entire time. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, really touching his body, literally feeling himself the entire time.
This choreography, I mean, I think it goes without saying that this is the kinkiest era for BTS, like the Wings era in general. Mm-hmm. But this choreography is just a tad bit more sexed up than the rest. So seeing Hobie, this who we have kind of assumed to be like a little bit of a freak, is doing this choreography and he's making those faces and he's exposing his body. It's like,
it's the whole thing. Right. Yeah, I mean, like, we talked about his fucking collarbone. Mm-hmm. And also, I just have to say, like, okay, let's talk about the peaches and cream part for mm-hmm. Hobie. So during this part, he's on the ground, like, on his knee to the left of Namjoon doing the floor choreography. And, of course, he, like, touches his or whatever, you know. But what I want to talk about is that he sucks air in through his teeth. Wow. As he's trailing his hand upwards from, like, his hip to his collarbone. And as he, like, brings his hand upwards, he kind of, like, he pulls on the shirt a little bit, too. It's just, I mean, it is way too fucking sexy. And it's
insinuating a lot.
Yeah.
The whole breathing, sucking in air through your teeth part. Yeah. While you're doing that.
What are you doing? This is why this choreography, like, kills everybody. Like, I think, I mean, Blood, Sweat, and Tears fucking will forever slay us all. Just amazing. And this entire time, no matter what dance move he's doing, he's adding, like, little extra body rolls to the main choreography. And they're subtle, but they're there.
Yeah. He's just adding, when you said extra little body rolls, throughout this whole thing, he's just being a little extra with everything he does. And I think is what makes him stand out just a tad bit more than the others. But something about this dance practice video, I just love when Hobie, in any sort of choreography where he controls the choreo, where the members are around him and he's in the center, and he basically moves the other members through his movements. So that part where they're all the members are lined up in the middle and they all spread out and you just see Hobie behind them with his arms spread out. Yes. And he's the one who's like creating this movement. Mm. Yes. And like even in the actual music video, it's like, wow, who is that? Like, wow, he's just incredible.
God, yes. Like so impactful.
So powerful.
Yes, so powerful. He like, he pops that fucking hip. And he just owns that choreography and everybody is frozen, but he's like moving them and he's like the hype man. It's
ultimate hype man.
Ultimate hype man. It's amazing. And then the other thing that starts to happen as he's dancing more is that his chest and his kind of shoulder and collarbone area start to become more and more exposed as he dances and as he kind of ruffles his already loose shirt. It starts to become distracting, honestly. I think at one point during our research,
it's like, no, we're watching Jimin right now, we cannot look at Hobie. Ignore.
Right. But it was like he might as well have his entire shoulder out. It was really like take one from Jimin's book and, you know, whatever. But also, right before the more whiskey part, he steps forward and does this massive body roll. And he, like, leads it with his front leg that he steps forward. And his hair flips back. And that's also just super powerful and impactful.
Yes. And, yeah, totally agree. So impactful. So then we just got to talk about when he falls to the ground. During that choreography where Taeyong and Jimin are in the middle, when he falls to the ground, he lowers himself with one leg and one arm. But this whole, like, if you look at the camera, the angle in which it's at, like, his whole crotch is in front of the camera, fully exposed, legs spread, everything just on display. We even get a little bit of a tummy slip. And what makes this choreography and this camera angle even more distressing is he's making direct eye contact with the camera the whole damn time. Like, he knows what's going on. He knows what's exposed. He knows what we're seeing. And he goes as far to stare into the camera like he's looking right at us.
God. Okay. Fucking rude.
I just cannot get over how much Hobie stands out in this dance practice video.
I mean, yeah. And like during that part when he turns around on his back to do the hip thrust, he's just so fast. Like he spins on his back like a turtle.
I know.
He plants his feet to stop, and he does it just in time to do this magnificent thrust upward. And it's really like, wow, a true professional right there. It's
I mean, man. He must have practice.
I guess so.
I'm so sorry.
Jesus, Bethany. Oh, my God.
Hey, you said true professional.
Oh, my God. Not like that.
Okay, sorry.
You can't
say professional and pelvic thrust upward, okay?
Okay.
In the same sentence without insinuating something.
Yeah. So the next thing is that his neck choreography, amazing. Like that part right at the beginning where it's, or not right at the beginning, but that part, like main dance part of the chorus where you see Hobie, Jungkook, and Jimin all lined up. Just this neck choreography, just take a minute, love yourself, and go back and watch that video just for the neck choreography.
Yes. That neck choreography is just so seductive and sensual. It is key to the Blood, Sweat, and Tears choreography. All I have to say, really, is that I'm just turned on by Hobie just watching him this whole time. I'm just incredibly turned on. I cannot deny it. His facial expressions and the intense dancing and body touching, I just really feel so, so disloyal to Tay-Tay. I'm so sorry, but he is wrecking me throughout this whole thing. And really, he doesn't stop the entire time. He doesn't give us a break.
No,
he doesn't let us breathe for half a second. The excessive body touching, the deep stares into the camera, too many tummy slips to count, constant body rolls, the start with like the shoulder shimmy and just working his way down his body.
Mm-hmm.
I give up. I forfeit.
Yeah. I mean, basically, he's everyone's bias wrecker in this video. And if you say he's not, then you're lying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, agreed. All I keep thinking about is like, he just must be so exhausted after this dance practice video because he put everything he had into it.
Yeah, he left it all on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, that we spent so much time on Hobie, but also not sorry because he deserved it. Man, if you go back and look at this, Hobie puts his blood, sweat, and tears into this performance. You gotta make a pun, right?
God.
Every time, right?
Yeah, I also cliched. I said he left it out all on the floor.
All right, let's talk about Jimin now.
Okay, let's talk about my man. So, of course, because this is fucking Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Jimin has silver hair. Amazing. And he's wearing this loose, thin, black and white striped horizontal shirt. It's like wider stripes than the one that Hobie's wearing, but still that same black and white horizontal stripe thing going on. He's also wearing very tight black skinny jeans that just perfectly hug his thighs. And he's pairing all of that with very sleek black combat boots. And I just have to say, like, I'm so not ready for this. Like,
no.
To talk about
he
this.
He is sexy on sexy on sexy. I mean, really, just the outfit that he has decided to wear for this dance practice video, okay? But pair that with his body and movements and his choreo. Wow.
Everything.
So his movements throughout are sharp, like the rest of the members, but his hand touching, for some reason, like when it touches his neck and his knee and his chest, it just lingers a little bit longer than the rest, which makes his movements appear just a tad slower and sexier. So it's still in time with everyone else, but the way it lingers just that, like, I mean, millisecond longer makes it this, it gives this sexy edge to it.
Yeah. It's like, he is a bit slower with his hands, but it is very sexy. And it's like, when he's doing the movement, like, he's moving from the core of his body. And so, like, the ends of his body is kind of the last thing to go. So but yeah, his hands get to linger. And then I just have to point out that his facial expressions from the beginning are so incredible. Like, he's just already spot on. Jimin is really known for, like, in this era, just being this incredible, like, ethereal combination of beautiful and handsome, and like he has that going on from the beginning of this dance practice video. So right at the beginning, we get to see those facial shots because he is controlling the choreography. Just he's front and center, and I just love him controlling the choreo because it adds this level of grace that is just so natural to him.
Oh, it is.
And then we get to the part where he drops to the floor, kind of, you know, the handstand, body roll, pelvic thrust dance move.
Taeyang's in the middle and he's,
Taeyang's in the middle. And just like the fucking muscle control that Jimin has when he does this.
Oh, yes, absolutely. He is straight up in the air, like straight up handstand. And he very slowly lowers his body to the ground, like this one massive, long, slow pelvic thrust into the floor. I mean, wow. And his shirt in the process, like, obviously comes up due to gravity. I mean, thank you, gravity. So then he flips over onto his back and then thrusts up into the air, and we see even more tummy. It's just wow. And yes, the muscle control, like you were saying, it is so slow. I can't imagine, one, doing a handstand, but two, lowering yourself to the body and this at this slow of a rate.
Yeah, I mean, it was just art. Okay, it's art. The next thing that's art about Jimin during this dance practice video is when he touches his fucking neck. I've talked about this moment, I feel like, before. It's one of, like, the biggest moments in the world to me during this choreography. Right at
That's
the
beginning. Fair.
The fucking neck choreography. It's not part of the choreo for them to actually touch their neck, but Jimin does it, and it really affects me. Like, it's just, like, that next little thing. Like, kind of like the Yoongi thing that we said where he was, like, being a tease. It's, like, the next step of, like, teasing, but the fact that he's actually touching his neck.
Yeah It's an erogenous zone. Neck. So for him to not touch it, it's like, wow, okay. So when Jimin is in the middle of the choreo and everyone else is falling to the floor, so this is after Taeyang has done his part, Jimin is now in the middle, and to me, when I watched this, I was like, wow, this perfectly displays everything that is Park fucking Jimin. I mean, really. So he's got one leg that is just popped out straight in front of him. Just, it looks long and beautiful. While the other leg and the rest of his body is leaning back away. And I've talked about this before, but he just defies physics. And he's able to do this with the immense amount of body control and muscle he has and talent. And I see why people fucking stan him. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Park Jimin.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, blood, sweat, and tears. That's what got me. That's what, like, made me, oh, who is that? Oh, my God. Who, like, I was really taken by him immediately when I saw this. So
it's impossible not to notice him during this part. Yeah. And so I actually took, like, a screenshot of this and I sent it to Kayla. I was like, why does his quads look as big as his torso? Like, his leg looks as large as his whole core.
God, thank God. Bless up. Like, I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
Amazing.
He looks majestic. He's hypnotizing. He draws you in with this beautiful, flawless features and visuals. It's unreal, and it's something that is unique to him. Like, all the other members have their own visuals and beautiful features of themselves, but he just has this majestic, hypnotizing aspect, especially during Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And again, the whole boy and his accidents thing, I feel like this is where that began with the whole, you know, shoulder, like the jacket falling off the shoulder becomes a thing. But I mean, in this practice, this dance practice video, you can practically see him grab his shirt and pull it up just to flash his stomach at us.
Oh, like, yeah.
It's not even subtle.
No, not in the least at all. also,
no. Stop lying.
It's, seriously, quit pretending. It's not okay to lie. Tell the truth.
Caught in a lie.
Jesus. So yeah, he is not subtle at all. But I'm sorry, I just have to say that at the very last, like the beginning chorus choreo, Jimin is the one to look at. I know we've talked a lot about Hobie, but at this moment, Jimin is the one because
he's gotta look at him.
He's in the middle and his legs are crossed at the ankles, which is something that none of the other members are doing. And it just really, like we talk about whenever we talk about their dancing, is the lines that they create when they dance with like the lines of their body, the outline. And it just creates these visually very beautiful lines. And like the position of every part of his body has been thought about, like down to the position of his fingers. And it's, I mean, it's just stunning and amazing. And so right at 3 minutes and 18 seconds, he's bringing his hand up across his body to kind of brush his shoulder off. And he lifts his shirt along with it.
Not subtle, right?
It almost looks like it's caught on his oversized sleeve. So this may or may not have been purposeful. But either way, thank you, Big Hit, for not blurring it or for cutting it out.
They didn't blur any tummy during this.
No, they didn't. Yeah. And this is a lot of it. So really, because in this last part of the video, this last like, what, 20 seconds, we were so blessed by this perfectly sculpted stomach. And really, we received a barrage of tummy flashes from him and really like so many other members within the last minute of this video.
Really him and Hobie. But yes, yes.
Yeah.
So overall, Jimin is just so seductive and sculpted and full of happy little accidents, quote unquote. But he is just a true center point of this choreography, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure.
So then we go on to Taeyong. I have a lot to say. So specifically about his outfit, that black hat that he's wearing, it's not necessarily a beanie. It's just like the top half of what is called a balaclava, I think is what it's called.
Sure.
But it's basically like what robbers wear. Like over their face when they go to rob a house or some shit because they don't want their face to be seen, but they need to talk and see people. So it's just the top half. But if you really want to get more in depth, it looks like something like a cartoon robber would wear. But I'm totally into it, and he can rob my house anytime he likes. He definitely gives off robber vibes, but I'm into it. He's got this simple black shirt with a black jacket over it and one thick white stripe across it on this black jacket. And it's kind of pleather. It's not exactly leather, it might be. But of course, while everyone is wearing very tight and form-fitting pants, Taeyong is wearing loose black sweats with a thick white stripe down the sides for his dick, as always.
Yeah, we know why.
So he can breathe.
So right at the beginning, when they look up and then slowly look back down, Taeyong already has his lips slightly parted and his eyebrows furrowed. And he's already looking like he's ready to torture us with this dance practice. This is like a theme. He does this like pretty much the entire fucking time. Also, for some reason, having his hair pulled back into this black knitted hat, like, makes his brows look even stronger and bolder.
Yeah.
God, they just, Man, his so brows, sexy.
A feature. So I don't know if it's his outfit, but the dancing that he does looks a lot more casual compared to the rest of the members. So his moves are still perfectly in sync, perfectly in time, but they're just not as exaggerated as everyone else's. Like, he doesn't look lazy by any means. It looks more casual.
I mean, I would agree with that. Like, I noticed it during the peaches and cream part. Like, maybe his body rolls weren't quite as intense, but his facial expression during that part and the way he touches his thumb to his lip might be the sexiest one of all, because he like stares right at us when he's doing it. And I think he's spending less attention on his specific body movements and more attention on his facial expressions always to fucking slay us, you know?
Because that is what slays us.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, he looks right at the camera any chance he can throughout the entire dance practice video. And his stare into the camera is just so intimidating. He almost looks like he's pissed off. But it's just, like, incredibly sexy at the same time.
Yeah.
And during the choreography, so when everyone falls to the floor and he comes forward, like, right in the center, it's his time to shine here. Everyone's on the ground. He's the only one standing. He rolls his neck and he thrusts at all of us. And then he does this nod, like this chin. He tilts his chin up in the air at all of us, like, fuck yeah, okay? And he looks like a total tool. But I am, like, okay with it, I suppose.
Yeah, you're into it.
Yeah. Right. And really, ever since Singularity, Taeyong with his neck rolls, I mean, come on, Taeyong during Singularity, where he rolls his neck all the way around, so dramatic and intense, but my heart sinks into my stomach and it affects me so, so much.
I mean, it's just really intense, and he just looks so amazing when he does it. Like, all of his angles are, you know, every angle for Taeyong is a good angle. And so, like, that neck roll, we just get to see, like, all of them and
the whole thing, that thick neck. Yeah. Bring it on. Come on.
So, like, really during this entire performance, his mouth is slightly gaping. And with this, you'll see the occasional cocky smirk or bared teeth and a tongue slip whenever he's doing that neck roll we were just talking about. Or maybe a tongue slip when he's dragging his hands up his body. But this is just, everything.
It just destroys me every time. Yeah. Every time. He knows what he's doing. Exactly.
Stop doing sexual shit with your damn mouth. It fucking hurts.
It really does. Especially when the part when he covers his eyes with his forearm and literally you can see his mouth and that's it. That's all you can see. And he licks his lips and then he bares his teeth right afterwards. It's like, I am over him. Goodbye. That is at minute 1:35 if you want to go see it. But yeah.
go see that specific moment. when Tay falls to the ground for this, like, his part of the floor choreography, he does the handstand that Jimin and Jungkook also do. So that's awesome. He does like this handstand and this kind of slow body roll to the ground, and we get to see a little Tay tummy,
which is my most favorite lovable tummy in the world. Like, yes. Part of this choreography, I don't think he's as strong or maybe just not as much muscle control as Jungkook and Jimin, because he doesn't lower himself as slowly as the others when he's thrusting into the floor. He kind of just spins to the side and then lowers himself down. And it still looks very graceful and very fluid. So he's still skilled, but just either it's lack of strength or muscle control, like Jungkook and Jimin, my God, how can you even compare? But yeah, he does a really great job of still looking very fluid. Yeah. And let's just talk about when he comes to the front and he sings a Nipitanuma. Yeah. Okay. That part, right as the chorus starts, he covers his eyes. Okay. You know, that thing. He lifts his chin up like the cocky ass he is, he lengthens his neck, his thick ass neck, and then smirks. Again, not okay. He knows
You're
what
like
he's doing.
Mad.
I am. I'm infuriated. I am over it. It's at minute 2:20. If you want to go see it, it's not okay.
Good. Yeah. So we're upset. but overall, Taeyong during this performance is just making us all suffer mm-hmm. with his glares at the camera and his sexual innuendos with his mouth mm-hmm. and really like his facial visuals. Just incredible.
On point.
Amazing.
Every time.
On point. You sound you're like sad about it every time.
He has me.
What are you gonna do? Okay, so lastly, but of course not least, mm-hmm. is Jungkook. And the outfit that he was wearing is a simple short-sleeved black t-shirt with his meaty arms just fully exposed.
On display.
On display. he's wearing these skinny black jeans and these sleek combat boots that are almost identical to Jimin's. Mm-hmm. And he starts out this choreography. What he decides to do is to pull on his fucking collar. So it's, already from the beginning.
Yeah, it's just, it's not necessary. This shit is not necessary. But he decides to grab his damn collar and show it to us. And it affects us, as always.
Of course. But the thing about Jungkook during this dance is we really get to see how good he is at dancing because his moves are so smooth and so deliberate. He is up right up there with Hobi and Jimin during this dance. Mm-hmm. During the peaches and cream part, he's on the right side of the shot and he's standing. And he takes this opportunity to really exaggerate his body rolls. And he does this by taking his front foot off of the ground when he's doing the body roll. So it kind of has this like extension to it, a little more of an emphasis.
Yes. And this is the move that where they're like moving their hip forward while they're like mm-hmm. waving their trunk and their shoulders while wiping their lip. I mean, yeah, it's very sexy, but I will say Jungkook owns this move. I've seen so many fan cams of him rolling his hips and his shoulders and his trunk while wiping his lip. He definitely, of all the members, owns this move.
He's really known for his dance move for this one.
His body rolls.
I mean, can't be beaten. When he pelvic thrusts to the floor, like we've talked about with the other members, it has so much control. I mean, he has one of the slowest ones, obviously incredible muscle control. And you can see just a little bit of a tummy slip when he does this.
Yeah, I mean, he really just holds his whole body weight up in the air over his center of gravity and just lowers himself while his biceps and triceps flex at us. Okay.
God.
But when they roll over to lie on their backs, his pelvic thrust up into the air is just so forceful. And like he, even over Jimin, he goes into a full handstand. Like, is that necessary?
No, it's fucking not. I'll tell you, it's fucking not necessary. But he did it anyways, you know?
And he's known for it. Like I said, I'm just so glad we're covering this dance practice video because, wow, this choreography.
About fucking time.
Yeah. So throughout this video, of course, Jungkook is serving us some major bedroom eyes throughout. He doesn't stop. It's just always there.
Yeah, he does that thing where he looks down at his feet or at the ground, and then he looks up with his eyes while his head is still angled down. Mm-hmm. He's very well known for doing this. It gets us every time.
Every time.
He's just way too just like manly and like attractive and like too impactful when he does this. He just has a way of staring directly into the camera.
He's practiced it. He totally knows what he's doing. Also, his shoulders and his chest are just so wide. He has always had these wider shoulders and this smaller waist. But even back then in 2016, and now it's fucking 2019. He's even more muscular and more grown up, and his waist is even smaller. It's like, wow, I'm angry. God. How are you 21? Yeah. How is he so hot? Yeah. But so young.
How is he so hot at 21?
Your age.
Yeah. Act your fucking age. And also, like, he is also not so subtle about that crotch choreography. He's pretty handsy with that
hand
one.
Hand over crotch. Full on. Yeah. You know where it's, you know where it's at. Sorry. Okay.
So just some overall highlights of this dance practice video.
Yeah.
To wrap it up.
Just in general, things that aren't focused on just one member. So something I noticed that I think is very satisfying to other people is when this dance practice video takes place, you can hear the music, but it's pretty subtle. You can hear it playing in the background in the dance studio that they are dancing along to. So it's kind of quieter. So you're able to hear their feet hit the floor in unison.
Yeah.
With every jump, every step, it is very impressive. It just shows how talented and how perfected this choreography is. It is very satisfying to the ear to hear their feet land in unison.
Yeah, I agree. They're so fucking in sync this entire time. And it's not just with their footwork, like their arms, their body rolls, like every movement that they make, they make it in unison as if they are one. And it's just, it's
impressive.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's very impressive. Another thing about this video is it's hard not to notice, and it's at the end of most dance practice videos, but since it is set up so that it is just their dance practice video, at the very end, you can hear them panting. They had just done this huge performance, and so they're in this confined area, and you can just hear them all, like, just trying to catch their breath, because they just put their heart and soul into this dance practice.
I think that stands out to everybody who listens, just like hearing that. And that's
and it's
one of
sexy.
Those, I mean, it is, but that's also one of those times as ARMY where they're like, wow, they work so fucking hard.
So hard.
They do that performance 2 times a weekend, sometimes 3 times a weekend when they were on tour. They do performances like that, like Fake Love and Idol, fucking all night when they do a concert. Like,
I mean, their heart rates have to be like 40 beats per minute. Seriously. I mean, really, it's, you know, athletes, Olympians, really.
Olympians.
Don't laugh at me. You know they are, okay?
they do work incredibly hard. And yeah, they probably do have very low resting heart rates because
very
they have
fit.
To be able to get through this. Yeah, so fit.
Don't laugh at me.
I'm sorry. Just Olympians. This is a... Okay. So something that like stood out to me whenever I watched this was seemingly all of their outfits are matching and like all of their hairstyles are matching. So besides Namjoon and Taeyong, who are both wearing hats, all of their hair is like down and kind of in front of their foreheads. Like they don't have any parts. It's all kind of brushed forward, kind of like natural looks, like a little bit fluffy if that's how their hair naturally is, whatever. And like all of their outfits are mostly black with white as kind of an accent color. And then, of course, like Jimin and Hobi both having horizontally striped white and black shirts.
All very similar.
All very similar. So I kind of wondered the reason behind this, and it might just be, hey, we're filming a video, so just, you know, kind of match so it looks good. But, you know, maybe they were testing out like conceptual ideas for colors to wear when they were doing performances or for the music video or whatever. I don't know. It could have been something really simple, or it could have just been, you know, something else, but it's just always that's intrigued me.
Definitely.
So I don't know about you, but after watching this dance practice video a million times for this research, I'm still not tired of it.
Oh, I'm not tired of it. When we watched this 7 or 8 times through for research, we were like FaceTiming and recording together, and we were thinking about it all the way through, and we're like, wow, this is incredible every time we watched it. And then even before we recorded this episode, we watched it through 2 more times because Kayla had to add some more notes.
Oh my God.
Because, I mean, how can you not? There's so much to say. Right. But yes, you just don't get tired of it.
No, never.
Yeah.
It's just one of, I think, our ultimate favorites. I'm glad mm-hmm. that we got to kind of throw it back to a super fangirly episode this week as like our 1 year anniversary special, yeah. you know, and I mean,
the fangirl episodes are just like a breath of fresh air, yeah. really, because after researching for so long and so hard, it becomes tiring yeah. and it's almost like I feel like I'm not as hype or energetic into about it. BTS.
Yeah.
yeah, exactly. So when you go back to the fangirl, you're like, this is why, a big part of why I'm here is because I just love talking about them yeah. and talking about how talented they are and how sexy they are. And they have so much going for them. And so I'm glad that we have the balance between these very serious, heavy research episodes mm-hmm. They're very intriguing. And it's interesting to learn so much more, but it's also a breath of fresh air, like I said, to fangirl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not something that we get to do as intensely, you know, anymore,
no.
you know,
yeah.
because we just have so much that we feel like we need to talk about. So, yeah.
And that we owe to BTS as well.
Right. That we,
because they're more than just their looks, obviously.
Right.
And yeah, but they put those facial expressions and those extra little oomph choreographies.
They do it for us.
Yeah, they yeah. do it for us.
But yeah, it is nice. It's nice to yeah. be able to appreciate them with all the research that we do to, like, you know, yeah. show how amazing they are. But it's also fun to mm-hmm. just fucking fangirl. So
of course. Yeah. And I think you guys, like all of our listeners, are on the same page
right.
as ARMYs. We love having both
right.
that fangirl, fanboy aspect, along with the, we really respect them and they're like leaders who are paving a way and have a message to bring to everyone around the world.
Yeah. Wow, let's get super in our feels about,
I always do this at the end of episodes.
We do though. It's hard not to.
Yeah.
So we,
after we talked about Hobie's a dick for like a hot minute there.
yeah, but we had a lot of fun doing this episode. This has just been a really great time. So we want to thank you guys for being here and listening with us and interacting with us. And, you know, it's just fantastic to be able to do this and to be able to talk to you guys every week. So if you liked this episode and if you liked any of our other episodes, if you want to tell people about the podcast, if you want to rate and review, if you want to support us on Patreon or PayPal, you can do that. We would super love and appreciate any way that you support us. It's always so nice when you guys do. And also connect with us on social media, because every mm-hmm. week when we get to talk to you guys, your feedback about the episode or just what's going on with BTS throughout the week, it's just the best. So if you haven't already, follow our social media, talk with us on there, because we'll talk to you also. We love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can find links for all of those things in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening and thanks for stanning BTS.